It's 97.9 The Box. Thanks for joining us. This is Access Houston. In the studio with me today, I have two familiar faces. We have Terry the Trainer, and then we have Val here from The League.
That's right. League Elite Training Facility.
Got to give a shout out to Ashley, who's sitting back there, too. Hi, Ashley. All right. So today we're talking about some fitness tips. You know, Terry the Trainer is all about being healthy. This is why he sends me text messages talking about, JJ, I saw you eating that big fat milkshake. What's that about?
I see everything on Instagram.
He sees it all. I'm like, dang, now I'm starting to get scared to post stuff because I'll be like, if I post this funnel cake, I know it's going to be a text message on that. But we want you to give us some fitness tips. What are some of the things that, you know, you really want us to work on as we get ready for the summertime?
Here's my big thing right now, and I'm sure Val can relate from things he's seen with his clients. We got to quit this slacking until it's like April and summer is almost here. And then coming in telling trainers, okay, I got 6 weeks. Can I get a six pack in 6 weeks? Absolutely not. It has been grind time, okay?
Yeah.
So if you want to look fine all summer, you got to grind all winter. That being said, I'm not judging if you have been slacking.
Yeah.
It is never too late to get started.
Why are you looking at me, though? Why are you looking at me, though?
Because you owe me burpees for this funnel cake I saw on Instagram.
No! All right, because the thing is, you know, people start off the new year, right? They had their New Year's resolutions. Everybody was like, yep, this is my year. I'm about to go in. And then 3 weeks after the new year started, it was like, all right, no, for real, I'm going to start back in February 1st. I'm about to do this. And then now it's April, and we kind of like, you know.
Mm-hmm. April fooling ourselves.
Right. Oh, seriously. So what is it that we can do to keep ourselves motivated?
What would you say, Val?
I would say instead of setting goals for, let's say, 2014 hit, I'm going to work out the whole year. Set short-term goals. Okay, I'm going to start whole month of January, let's say, I don't know, it's what, 30, 31 days. Let's say I'm going to try to get in 15 to 20 workouts for the month of January.
That's dope.
Month of February, I'm going to try to get in 14 workouts, so on and so forth. So set more realistic and feasible goals as opposed to setting some type of basically open-ended big goal that could easily have obstacles come and then you get sidetracked.
Oh, yeah.
Short-term, measurable goals
measurable,
that are easy to track.
Yeah.
And it gets you into a lifestyle change. So then later in the year, you don't have to worry about it because you already got a new routine.
Right.
New program.
Okay, so me, I'm a single mom. I have what I consider no time, okay? But I know that that I can make time for a workout because we know that it's necessary, right? So something that I started doing, you know, we're kind of lucky to have a gym that's in our building. So in the mornings, I'm like, all right, I'm going to start doing at least 20 minutes of fasted cardio, okay? So I'm doing it like twice a week. And then the next week I was like, I guess I could do like one more day because I'll be up anyway. So, you know, so what are some other tips though that you can give to people who are lacking time, who are just like, I know I need to do it, but I can't even see where it fits into my schedule?
I would say I'll use today for example. Okay. This was on my schedule. I knew I had to do it.
Yeah.
Right. I was lacking time for a workout. And so I decided I was going to condense what I typically do in a workout. And I fit into about 35 minutes, what would typically take me an hour, just by making it efficient and setting up a circuit.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't, I'm going to hit three sets of this and then rest, and then three sets of that and then rest. I picked five movements and I said one set of 12 reps on each of these things back to back.
And just
while
keep
my upper body's resting from this movement, my lower body's moving on another one,
right.
And then my core gets the next hit, and then one set is one round through this entire circuit on five movements that work the whole body.
Right, 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 right.
Then I take a rest period, come back at it.
Okay.
Sets a 10 on everything. Take another break, sets a 8 on everything.
So it's making it easier for you. I mean, in 35 minutes, I'm like, come on, y'all. Y'all sit down and watch Scandal. That's an hour.
Right.
I mean, can we work out during Scandal? Yes.
Could you hit some? Could you maybe?
I was exactly going to get to that. Exactly. If you sitting down, like you said, watching Scandal or Walking Dead, instead of sitting down on the couch, bust out some squats, push-ups, you know, jumping jacks, or, you know, the time commercial breaks, do something in between. But instead of just sitting down watching your show, work out while you watch your show.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's a lot easier.
Could we maybe do some planks during the commercial breaks, Houston? Yeah. Could we try that? We start there?
You know what?
There?
Actually, that's actually good. Because you know what? You have if you do it during the commercial breaks, then you have it kind of timed out. Like, you could say, like, two commercials. That's got to be about, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, if you got to do 2 minutes of work, and then you get yourself, what, 10, 12 minutes of rest?
Yeah.
Work,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I like
I'm just
that.
Saying for beginners.
I'm going to start a Scandal Fitness Challenge.
Scandal Fitness
Why
Challenge.
You
might have some
Scandal.
Success with that.
We could do this.
Definitely.
Oh, well, that's awesome. But yeah, you definitely got to get out there. Why is it so important to even have fitness in our life?
It's important because you want to live long and strong. We have to think about this thing far beyond getting a six-pack for this summer. This is about longevity. This is about playing with your grandkids. And then it sounds cliche. It sounds dumb to say things like that until you really think about it.
Oh, yeah.
When we have our older relatives, kind of a sad, sensitive subject here, but when we have our older relatives getting strokes and heart attacks, passing away before we feel they should, we have to understand it's not because they hit some unlucky lotto and just by some chance got sick.
Right.
The reality is they were making food choices in their younger years and activity choices in their younger years that have later culminated into a big problem.
Oh, yeah.
And we can combat that. In our generation, getting fit at a younger age, we can absolutely hit that in the head and then take it on.
Yeah, this is not a game. Like you said, you do want to be able to be around for a while. And then it's also great because it's showing your kids how to, you know, you're setting that example for them.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we know that you guys are going to be at the Houston Fit Family Expo on Saturday the 12th, Minute Maid Park. We have, like, taken over the home of the Astros. And I want to know, what are you guys going to be doing out there?
We're going to be bringing stack training. That's the format that we have over at the League Elite Training Facility. And stack training is unique. Like, it's a form of circuit training that's done literally nowhere else in the world except for at our little facility over
there.
And
it's not CrossFit.
It's not CrossFit.
Not knocking CrossFit, but it's not CrossFit.
It is its own animal. Yeah. It's all based on work that we've done. Val and I have both worked with pro and amateur athletes, and we developed a system based on that strength and conditioning system. Yeah. But it fits everybody. Totally modifiable. So coming to get a workout with us is like going to a sports practice.
Mm.
And we're going to bring that.
That sounds fun.
To the home field of a sporting team inside of a stadium. And we're just going to have a blast with it.
Well, I'm really excited. And I know that soon people will be able to go to the website and get all those specific details on what time the demonstrations and stuff are going to take place. But this is a very important day. One thing that I really can't even stress enough is that you're getting so much for just $10 and $5 for kids. You can go to, oh my gosh, the Children's Fest this past weekend broke my pockets. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I spent so much money. Here you're only spending $10 or $15, however many kids you have. It's not costing that much to get in, and you get a whole day of fitness. They're going to have all kinds of yoga, line dancing, Zumba. You got a full concert.
Absolutely.
You got a full concert.
Okay. And I'll say this, like, beyond our allotted time to be on a stage doing a demo, when we're back there at the booth, it's not going to be playing Hollywood with folks. When you come to our booth, we got nutrition information.
Oh, good.
We will sit with you and answer your questions. We are genuinely interested in engaging the people of Houston.
Yes.
And giving quality information.
That's awesome.
We see a lack of fitness as an epidemic and a problem, and we want to be a solution.
Major
problem. We're there to serve people.
All right, well, we'll see you out there. Shouts out to the Lakewood gang, too. Got to shout them out.
Shouts out.
What up? Thank you so much, guys, Val and Terry and Ashley, for being here and being a part of the show today, and I look forward to seeing you guys out there. Depending on what time you are out there, if I'm not working one of the stages or something, I'm definitely going to come out and participate in a demonstration.
That right there just said to me that you're going to play hooky.
No,
let me say this on air, so if y'all don't see me, I'm not in trouble. I will come up
here. He's
really
giving
me
third degree
and assign
right now.
You burpees.
I am going to type a letter right now to make sure that I am able to be a part of this demonstration. How about that?
That was recorded.
I need you to make that happen, son.
All
right, y'all. Make sure also, if people want to check out more details on the league, where can they go?
Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. It's all the same tag. It is at the league HTX. That HTX is as in Houston, Texas. Real easy. At the league HTX. Give us a quick follow. Throw us your questions. We are always here to engage with you, answer your questions, give you tips, and we'll be randomly selecting a few new followers to hook up with some free classes Ooh. And some free training sessions with Mr. Val Ford.
Free.
Ooh.
F-R-E-E.
Man.
Go ahead.
You know we love free. All right, cool. Well, thanks, guys. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right.
Thank you.
It's Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.